Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We've been talking about the doctrine of nonconformity or separation unto God. Where we left off from yesterday, we were talking about those things that characterize the child of God or the characteristics of those who are part of the kingdom of light, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. In this study of the doctrine of nonconformity and separation, again and again and again and again, we come across the distinction, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of this world, and the kingdom of God. And it is those two and only those two. Well, we were talking about those things that characterize the child of God, those who are members of the kingdom of light. Another one of those characteristics that distinguishes a child of God who is separated unto God and is different from the average worldling is that of intensified Old Testament virtues. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, we're going to go to Matthew 5 again. And Jesus said, remember on the Sermon on the Mount, he built squarely on the principles of the Old Testament, and he intensified them. It wasn't just, let me read what he said in verse 21. He was speaking about anger and how it is murder. He says, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire." So Jesus was saying here, okay, you've heard it's been said that thou shalt not kill, and if you kill, you're going to be in danger of the judgment. But Jesus says, I say unto you that if you're just angry with your brother, you're going to be in danger of the judgment. In other words, there was no difference in principle whether you actually murdered someone or if you got angry with someone and felt like killing him. Jesus says it's the same thing. Whoa. Jesus also said, I was getting ahead of myself here. The Apostle John echoed those words of Jesus in 1 John 3:15. He said, "Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer." Those are strong words, and those aren't my words. Those are what the Bible says. So you see how that happens? The Old Testament said, thou shalt not kill. Jesus says, if you're just angry with your brother, you're as good as murdered him. The end result is the same. Those are strong words. You see, they're intensified Old Testament virtues, but those are the things that characterize the life of the child of God. He realizes that it's not right to be angry at his brother or to be angry at someone else. It's not right. And you know, there are times when we just simply need to confess those things to God. Say, God, this man has done me a wrong turn. What he's done is not right. And I don't feel like loving him. And you're going to have to help me love him. And you know, God does that. He'll help you love him. It might take a while, but God will help you do that. He will help you overcome your anger. But see, that's the difference between one who is a part of the kingdom of God and one who is a part of the kingdom of this world. Another one that Jesus talked about in Matthew 5, Jesus says, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." So, again, the Old Testament said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, but Jesus says, if you just look on a woman to lust after her, you as good as committed adultery. The end result is the same. And so you see, again, that Old Testament principle has been intensified. Jesus built squarely on that principle, but it is now intensified. So if we look on a woman to lust after her, we are guilty of adultery, just the same as though we had committed it in reality. Jesus says the end result is the same. It's intensified. divorce and remarriage. It's not an option for the Christian. Jesus said, it hath been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committeth adultery. Again, intensified Old Testament principles here in the New Testament. But that is how those of the kingdom of God live. Another one, Jesus said, love your enemies. Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, resist not evil. And he goes on to, in a number of those verses there, he says, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them which despitefully use you. That's the difference between the child of God, one who is a part of the kingdom of God, and one who is a part of the kingdom of darkness. Those who are of the kingdom of darkness don't love their enemies. Those are the characteristics that distinguish child of God and those who are of the kingdom of this world. All right, moving on then. In the apostles' writings, Paul, writing to the Romans, said this in chapter 12 of Romans. Paul said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, my wife has a Jell-O mold that she uses in the kitchen when she makes Jell-O. And when she pours Jell-O into that mold, it's in a liquid state. And that liquid Jell-O flows into that mold, and it conforms to that mold perfectly. It flows right into every crevice, every curve, every flat spot, every shape of that mold. It flows right into it, and it fits right in. Well, to be conformed to is to flow into, just go with the flow, and fit right into the likeness of the world's mold. But God tells us to be transformed instead into something totally different. That is, that we are conformed to Him in character, holy, pure, righteous, godly. So we're not to look like, smell like, talk like, act like, think like the world. That's conformed to the world. But God says, be transformed instead into something totally different. Remember, Paul also wrote in the second letter to the Corinthians, that if we are in Christ, we are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Oh, amen. We need to be conformed to Christ in character, who is holy and pure. I'd like to read a quote to you from Daniel Kaufman, who is a Mennonite man, writer. He was a writer. He's not living. He's been gone many years ago. But he wrote these words, and I read this quote. The dividing line between the Christian and the worldling is where the choice is made between walking after the Spirit and walking after the flesh. There are times when Christians and the world do things that are the same from a purely human standpoint. We wear similar clothes, for example. We men wear shirts and trousers. Men from the world wear shirts and trousers as well. Our home furnishings are similar. We have couches, sofas, chairs, dressers, etc., etc. We eat with knives, forks, and spoons just like the world eats with knives, forks, and spoons. But the moment that pride, lust, vanity, egotism, and etc., things like that, enter, the moment those things enter to influence our decision, we reach a line that separates the worldling who walks after the flesh from the Christian who walks after the Spirit. So think about that. The dividing line between the Christian and the worldling is where the choice is made between walking after the flesh and walking after the Spirit. Again, the moment that pride, lust, vanity, egotism, all those things enter to influence our decisions that we make, we reach the line that separates the worldling who walks after the flesh from the Christian who walks after the Spirit. Well said, Daniel Kaufman. The person who has been transformed and is now a part of the kingdom of God thinks differently when making choices than he did before that transformation took place. His goals and objectives are to do that which is pleasing to God. He seeks to please God in every decision. His choices reflect the character of Christ in all areas. Paul also spoke to the church at Colossae with similar words. In Colossians 1, he said, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." Amen. Well, once again, we're nearing the end here. I think we'll wrap it up here for this morning and come back on that with more on that tomorrow. May the Lord Jesus bless your day.